This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Airstrikes and artillery pounded Khartoum on Friday after Sudan's warring army and the paramilitary rapid support forces failed to agree to a ceasefire. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Out of nearly a week of talks in Saudi Arabia came a so-called declaration of principles. It includes commitments to allow safe passage for civilians, medics, and humanitarian relief, and to minimize harm to civilians and public facilities. UN Sudan envoy Volker Perthes said he expected ceasefire talks to begin again on Friday or Saturday. He said that though previous truces broke down because both sides thought they could win, neither now believes that victory will be quick.
U.S. pandemic-related asylum restrictions expired and it's straining America's immigration system. AP correspondent Donna Water.
Title 42, which allowed border officials to quickly return asylum seekers back over the border during the pandemic, has now expired. But a new system asks asylum seekers to stop coming across the border and start using an online system to book appointments to ask for asylum. Meanwhile, a federal judge has temporarily blocked the administration's attempt to release migrants more quickly when Border Patrol holding stations are full. I'm Donna Water.
Authorities in Bangladesh and Myanmar have been preparing to evacuate hundreds of thousands of people as they brace for a severe cyclone churning in the Bay of Bengal. India's Meteorological Department says Cyclone Moku is expected to hit land Sunday with wind speeds of up to 100 miles per hour between Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh and in Myanmar. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian military commanders say that their troops have recaptured more territory from Russian forces at the scene of the war's longest and bloodiest battle for the eastern city of Bakhmut. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
1.2 miles of territory Ukrainian forces south of Bakhmut have retaken this week represents a significant gain and will protect an important supply chain, says commanders of Ukraine's 3rd Separate Assault Brigade, a special forces unit that led the attack. Ukrainian military officials, however, have dismissed speculation the fighting and forward movement in and around Bakhmut signals that its anticipated spring counter-offensive is already underway. The battle for Bakhmut, once a salt mining town, has been grinding on for 8 long months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Voters, disaffected by 9 years of plotting rule by a coup-making army general, expected to deliver a strong mandate for a change in Thailand's general election Sunday, but a predicted victory by the allies of the Thaksin Shinawatra, whose ouster by a coup 17 years ago plunged the country into prolonged instability, caused concern for an unhindered democratic transition. Dissatisfaction with the incumbent Prayuth Chan-o-cha is high. A veteran network executive is leaving her job at NBC Universal, expected to be announced as a new CEO of Twitter. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The hours after Elon Musk announced that he had a new CEO for Twitter, NBC Universal's announced Linda Yaccarino, its chairwoman for global advertising, is leaving her job there. Yaccarino interviewed Musk on a Miami stage last month in front of hundreds of advertisers, and getting advertising back for Twitter will be a key priority. Musk has been running the company since he bought it last fall, but many of his new policies have been controversial and have prompted subscribers and advertisers to leave. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A former Philippine opposition senator and justice secretary has now been acquitted of drug charges after key witnesses recanted and said that they lied about her involvement in trafficking. Leila De Lima has been detained since 2017 on drug charges she says were fabricated by the former President Rodrigo Duterte and his officials in an attempt to muzzle her criticism of his deadly crackdown on illegal drugs. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.